Now, wonderful reports continue coming from Mtenguleni. Immediately after the crusade, the following day, people have been coming for prayers. Other churches inviting our brother. So he has been going to preach at a Baptist church. And this Baptist pastor, he is really humbled. The word really touched him, you know. And we are glad when we hear testimonies like that. So the other day, Brother Nzima was going to this place. And he says he found a gathering. And it's at a denominational church. And he saw elders, he even saw some headmen. So he also joined to be among those waiting. He thought, it looks like there's a serious meeting here. And he was wondering what important meeting was there. So he was telling me,
he
says, hey, I didn't know they were waiting for us. They were waiting for him. So they told him, we are waiting for you to address us. So, you know, it was an overwhelming experience for him. And then he was informed that they were very sad that they were not part of the crusade which happened. They didn't have the information. And now they're saying, we need prayers of that kind. And they're saying, can a crusade this month be done where these three villages, which never attended, can come and attend? Now, this is a combination of headmen and pastors. Because you see why there's that excitement? They have seen one family which was in Mashawe completely delivered. How many remember that woman who had stubborn demons? Yeah, that woman has been set free completely. Completely. The devils haven't come again. And when the Baptist pastor saw that, he says, my church needs prayers. And he says, to be honest and sincere with you, I know the word of God says, as a preacher, I'm supposed to do those things. But there are things in my life I didn't do right. And so, honestly, I don't have the confidence to pray like that. But he begs you people to take another crusade there. Amen. Now, you know, we like doing crusades once in a year, once after 2 years. Do you know in the Bible it was a crusade today? If Philip is too busy, God even had to make him disappear from one point and take him to another place.
Yeah?
Because there was need, there was work. Amen. So, I don't know whether it was Brother Tenson who were chatting when he was saying, oh, so these people want a crusade next year. It can be there next year. I said, no, brother. They are talking of this month. Now, you see,
When you operate with a Zambian economy mind, you think about chairs, truck, fuel, food. You know how the budgets go when it's crucial. But I'll tell you one thing. The God you serve, He doesn't just own a fraction of gold reserves, perhaps if there's ever such a thing at Bank of Zambia. He owns the whole world.
Yeah.
And if I pray to him, I said, Lord, look. I won't tell him I need money. I'll tell him, Lord, there's need here. Our legs are ready. Our hands are ready. More importantly, our hearts are available. Hallelujah. Let me share a dream which a brother from Uganda had. This is just to encourage you. He had this dream before reading the testimony of Brother Nzima that people are demanding for another crusade. So he had this dream. When he had this dream, when he came out of the dream, then that's when he read that testimony. He says, Brother Andrew, this is Brother Chris Uzwokwi from Uganda. He's a missionary. Brother Andrew, I had a dream about you and your team of evangelists 2 days ago. In the dream, it seemed as though your country was part of East Africa. I then heard a voice saying that your work of evangelism and that God is pleased with the labor you are doing in his vineyard. When I woke up from this dream, I began to wonder if your country actually belongs to the East African region. Later, when I saw the testimony and heard the cry of those villagers calling for a crusade, the dream came back strongly to my mind. I truly wish that brethren who have the means would rally at this time to support your ministry financially, because God has clearly endorsed your mission work. May the Lord bless you, brother, and your team. We'll continue to pray until our God sends a financial rain to support this great move in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Yes. You know, when you look at a group of people, headmen, pastors from different denominations coming and saying, please bring a crusade here. We need deliverance. You know, when you are in the city, life is very comfortable. One time I was disappointed when one believer many years in the message, he said, does really God use crusades this time? He says, I don't think God is using evangelism at this time. You know, we are waiting for perfection and the rapture. He says, it's my personal opinion, but I don't believe focus should be on evangelism. It's perfection. Hear me, that's a terrible theology. You won't speak that nonsense when you are at a crusade like Mtengulene. Right? When you see someone today bound in evil spirits, tomorrow the person is in church praying, fasting, wanting to hear the word of God. When did Brother Branham die?
1965.
Do you know when Brother Branham's ministry was at the climax, 1963? Sorry? Brother Tenson, he says you help him interpret it. You know, when Brother Branham's ministry was at a climax in 1963, there was great expectation among believers. Even Brother Branham himself felt like Jesus is about to come. You can hear it in his statements. I mean, the revelation of the seals was something. But 64 came, 65 came, the prophet died.
64,
it was all quiet. People were waiting for something. By the time you come to
1973,
you don't have many doctrines in between this period. Believers were just sweet, humble, prayerful, waiting on the Lord. Then with time, someone has an idea. One says, Jesus is coming in 1977. Another one says, you know what? Thunders were already revealed in the seals. Another one says, there are two souls in a human being. After, you know, this period of the 70s into the 80s, there was an explosion of strange doctrines. A lot of arguments. Seals are revealed, seals are not revealed. A human being has two souls. No, he has one soul. You know, all mysteries are revealed. No. All mysteries are not revealed. These discussions and debates have continued to this day. We are in
2025.
Are you telling me God raised such a great ministry? 1965, he took off his servant. So, between 1965 to 2025, how many years? Hello? 60 years. Are you telling me it is in God's plan that God sent a ministry to give us a message to prepare us for the rapture? And after he goes off the scene, God leaves everything in a paused state. And the only work we have to do is to think about what the messenger has talked about. And to argue about what he taught. I don't see that pattern in the Bible. For people to just wait by talking and arguing about what they've been taught as they wait for the rapture. Here is how we wait. Paul says, preach in season or out of season. Is that so? Here is how we wait. Peter says, some people say Christ has delayed his coming. But he says God is not slack concerning his promise. But is long suffering. He is patient, waiting for that soul to be saved. That is how I wait for the coming of Christ. What did the Lord Jesus say? Pray for the Lord of harvest to send in more laborers. There is work out there. And I'm trusting the Lord. He will supply our needs. I taught Brother Nzima. He says, he was telling me, Pastor, news is already going around that there's another crusade coming. Do you really think it's God's will for us to say, well, it's not the will of the Lord? Do you know there is a lot of laziness which camouflages in the name of I'm seeking the will of the Lord? Did you know that? People saying, I'm waiting on the Lord when actually they are lazy. Did you know that? It is true. We need to wait on the Lord. But be sure you are truly waiting on the Lord. Or you are just massaging your complacency. Let me tell you the correct way to wait on the will of the Lord. How to wait on the Lord. Your mind has to be ready. Right?
Amen.
A positive attitude.
To
say, Lord, we are praying for this. Number one, your mind has to be ready. Number two, there has to be a desire. Right?
Amen.
To say, Lord, these people need salvation. You are the one to stand in the gap. To say, Lord, there is need for healing. There is need for deliverance. Lord, look at your people who are in darkness. May your light shine in this place. When God sees there is a desire and a concern, then he will speak. Look here. When one has no interest in the work of God, even when he prays to say, Lord, if it be your will, you are wasting your time when your heart is not in line over what you are praying for. Paul, he took his mission team. They said, let's go and preach. They were on a journey. And when they were now about to stop getting ready with their machine guns of the word, it is the Holy Spirit who said, not Ipano. The Bible says the Holy Spirit forbade them to preach in that place. Do you know what that means? It means their minds were set to start doing the work there. The Spirit said, no, not here. And the Bible says they continued with the journey. Again, they wanted to stop to start ministering. The Spirit said, no, not here. Until later on, Paul had a vision of a man from Macedonia saying, we need help.
So,
God wants us to go to Macedonia. You remember Brother Branham? His campaign team had arranged, we need to go to Palestine to have a crusade there.
Nina Brenda Mubumba Dakura, they are Pekenyo Kutana, Palestine,
They started off. Boarded a plane. To go and do what? To have a crusade. Until the Holy Spirit, I can't remember which country he was in. The Lord told him, no. Israel is not for you. Go back. What do I learn from these men? They were men on the move. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible says the Lord, he works in us even to will, even to choose. If our minds are in line with his word. At any time he doesn't want us to do something, he will speak. But there has to be a desire to seek his mind, to seek his will. There's a lot of laziness today, and it's called waiting on the Lord. But much of what is known as waiting in the Lord is actually carnality. Wait in the Lord in prayer, in fasting, seek the Lord. Look at what happened before the crusade. We had a lot of prayer and fastings. So Lord, help us, give us eyes. What are you speaking? Dreams started coming. One brother gave a dream. As you are going this side, you find people who are possessed with Zionism. That was Brother Masuzio. I called Brother Nzima. Here is this dream. He said, hey, that is interesting because Zionism is the stronghold here. And that young lady who manifested the demons in the very first service when we had the manifestation, that was Zionism. When Brother Nzima followed up to the home, the husband was in Zionism. The following day, early in the morning, Brother Nzima, after we left, he is visited by a strange looking fellow, all white, with gowns. And he said, I was told to come here. I'm told there's a new pastor who prays for people. Brother Zima says, oh, what prayer need do you have? The man says, I was bewitched. He says, how do you know?
He
says, I'm a prophet of Zion. I said, Brother Nzima, you already know what the dream spoke. That's the beauty when God has given us directions, right? Then, before the crusade, two brothers had the same dream on the same night. Those of you who came for prayer and fasting, do you remember the dream? We shared the dreams. One brother had a dream that it was a battle. A lot of traditional people were coming to harm, to injure. And two brothers got afraid. But then suddenly, a very powerful weapon appeared. And it started defeating all these people who are possessed with spirit. We heard the dream from another brother.
Sam
says there was war. People came to attack. And then there was one strange weapon which appeared, and that's how we had victory. Both dreams said there was one weapon which suddenly appeared, and that's how we had victory. That encouraged us. That was before the crusade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Different experiences came. different experiences. You remember the one I had? I was walking east. But there was a huge wind. It blocked even the sky. But then there was a big migration of birds. And then there were those dogs. Dogs. We wanted to go, but, you know, they were blocking the way. And these were very vicious. And I stood. How do I cross? But I still felt I need to go. As I came near the dogs, they were very near, but they couldn't do a thing. You know, when you have experiences like that, it's God's way of telling you there's going to be danger, there are going to be problems. But it has no power over you. That was the day when we gathered. I think that was midweek service. So the brother said, you know, let us pray. We don't know what kind of devils we're going to find there. And then right there, the dream came to my mind. Say, we shouldn't be afraid of those things. That's the day I shared the experience. Because I got the understanding of it as the brother was talking. How many were in that cell meeting? You remember? Yeah. When I said, you know what? When the brother was talking, now I understand the dream. Don't go to battle being afraid to say, we don't know how the enemy looks like and all that. We are covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. And so even the way we were praying, we changed our tone.
Say,
you don't go into a battle zone like cowards. You go knowing we are ambassadors of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So those who can, join in prayer. I say to Brother Nzima, if the Lord gives us grace, let us have the faith that we can have a crusade on the National Day of Prayer, 18th October. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Those who have the time, we don't need a big mission team. We just need prayer and the faith that the Lord will provide the resources needed. Amen. Because hearts are there. They are hungry. They are thirsty. And we know that if the Lord permits it and His will is there, then He will make a way. Amen.